Right, man. It was exciting, man. Gosh, I haven't been. It reminded me of how I used to be back in the days when I would be a fanatical football fan. It was, you remember those faces, guys, when you would, as a fan of football on Sundays from 1 to 7, your ass wasn't going anywhere but in front of your TV and watching football, whatever was available. And that was the case for me for many years until my daughter was born. And after that, it was like, okay, do I watch this game that's frustrating me, or do I enjoy my little one jumping around me and trying to climb on me and all that stuff? So that became the way, right? So I just became more of a casual fan. I still go to games, I still do things, but if you're telling me to do something with the family or something with the kids, you know, or with my little one, I'm like, okay, cool, you know, I'm gonna do that first. And but if I don't have her, then obviously I'm trying to go ahead and make something happen, right? And even more so this year, because the Bucks are making a great, great run. And I typically don't tune in as much to the regular season as I like to. Again, it just depends on how my weekend is looking. And but this time, I mean, I just watched all the games at the very end, just because it looked like the Bucks were doing some good work. They were looking like they were connecting at the right time. And with Tom Brady coming on board, it was very fascinating to see if he was able to get back to a Super Bowl, which he has for the 10th time in his career, and is looking for ring number 7. But, you know, as a longtime Bucks fan here since 91, the one thing that's kind of frustrating is that you have all these New England Patriot fans that are, it's basically they could root for the Bucks because it's not a conflict of interest, especially when New England is 7-9 out of the playoffs. So it was a weird thing to just see. I mean, even though this weekend we had my girlfriend's daughter had her 9th birthday party, so that was pretty cool. We had a bunch of people, but I knew I told her, I said, listen, after I'm all game for anything, but after 3 I'm good. I'm watching. And you know, luckily now, I don't know what happened here, but Yahoo has an app, like a sports app, basically that lets you watch the game. So I was like, great. You know, it doesn't bother me. This day and age now, you can be going to the supermarket or driving somewhere, and next thing you know, you can just put the phone on the dashboard of your car, and there you go. You're watching it, right? You know, I'm not one of those guys that gets fixated on it, you know, having to be in front of the 70-inch flat screen, HD, with the surround sound, beer next to me. I'm just not that way. I'll consume it any way possible. You know, when you come from the black and white TV with, you know, trying to get some type of signal on the 3 channels, I'm like, I'm totally fine with seeing it the way it is. So, but it was good, man. It was good to see the team, and it was, you know, obviously so many different faces and so many different things have happened since their last playoff runs they had in the championship they had back in early 2000. So it was just pretty cool just to see it. And the one thing about this one is more special than all of them is that it's happening in Tampa. First time a professional football team goes to the Super Bowl and they're able to play at home. And I mean, I looked at the tickets, so the cheapest ones are $8,000 for a group of 4. So I'm like, no thanks. I'm not going to go up there and be on the 3rd story for the cheapest one. It doesn't make sense. Like, that's the thing about it. These tickets are just ludicrous. They're out of control. But hey, you know what? It is what it is. I think personally for me, it's a great experience just to be up there in Tampa. I'm making plans to be out there. I don't know in what capacity. I don't know what I'm going to do or what's going on. But at the end, it's something I'm planning on doing. And we'll see how it goes. So, but yeah, I mean, other than that, it's just been a pretty chill weekend. I just getting to the week and I kind of messed up my back. One of the things when ever since my accident happened, I don't know how it is with everybody else, but like ever since I had my big accident, my back from time to time gives out. Like my lower back, it just kind of snaps out of place and then just kind of flares up the nerves. I'm like, ah, fuck, you know, so I kind of get crippled for a good 48 hours. Like right now, I'm just laying flat on the bed, just working from the laptop. Yeah, that's about it. But it was good to see it. And then I saw the Chiefs, the second half of the Super Bowl, which was the Chiefs and the Bills. And I'm so afraid of the Chiefs. My buddy's trying to talk me into because he's the only Bucks fan I know. He's trying to tell me how we have this under control. And I'm saying to myself, I don't know. That Kansas City Chiefs team looks like a well-oiled machine. And there's a Super Bowl winning quarterback on that end that is going for his second round. I don't know. I'm not going to. I'm the type, man. I'm not going to. It's just not something that makes me feel good. I usually go with my gut instinct when I watch these games. And in sports, for as long as you watch, you can kind of tell the talent is there, the chemistry is there. And that team looks like they're running on all cylinders. 11-1, 12-1 now. That's their current, you know, game streak. And I know the Bucks have a good one as well, but it just seems that I'm happy and lucky that they made it this far, but I'm not sold that they're going to win it all. And again, this is speaking from a fan that's not a converted from New England. That's the thing. I went to the game about a month ago, and I was talking to my friend, and I was telling him, you know, I wonder if I go up to any of these people that are wearing Brady and Gronkowski jerseys, if I ask them what part of Massachusetts are they from. Because, you know, everybody is fucking rocking it. You know, the Brady and Gronk, if they're like Patriot fans. You know, they're not rocking a Chris Godwin. They're not rocking a Cameron Brate. They're not rocking a Jameis Winston or, you know, other stuff. They're rocking their New England people. So but that was pretty funny. But yeah, man, I mean, I just dealing with a fucked up back. Had a good time this weekend. Just relaxing, man. I just been in a little bit of a just kind of chill, meditative mode. Just seeking that peace and tranquility, man. Just needing that just extra time. I'm in the process of, legally doing some legal stuff here. Trying to get so I can get started with my broker's license. And going from there. Oh, man. Oh. I'm yawning too. That's not a good sign. Must be a boring podcast. And I don't know, you know, and I had my daughter here for the weekend during a party. And, you know, it was interesting because she just is not very comfortable around the crowd and comfortable around new faces. And because everybody that was here for the party was for somebody else. And, you know, I'm definitely in the mindset of having her talk to somebody, having a friend. I know one of the things that with her, for whatever reason now, she doesn't like talking to me. I think she feels I can't hold a secret, and I disagree with that, but hey, that's her opinion. So I gotta build some sort of trust. But yeah, she was not comfortable, and it was something that I didn't want that to take away from the experience of the birthday girl. I thought that was, you know. And so I, you know, wrestle with these things all the time now with this co-parenting, but just blending families dynamic of, you know, making sure my daughter's at least, if she doesn't want to be involved or anything, that's fine. But at least have a good spirit. At least be fun. At least be enjoyable. And I don't, you know, we'll get to the bottom of it eventually. And she'll probably tell me later on. She'll probably be like, Dad, you change. Dad, you're not the same. And it's like, well, you know, we're kind of working within a group setting here. So we have to do things a little bit different. But we'll see. It's just been an enigma with my daughter and her not talking to me openly about it. It's the bad part. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if she's just afraid to tell me. And I always tell her, you know, I don't get mad or anything, but ultimately it's her choice if she's not comfortable to talk to me about it. So I wish she did. And if she hears this when she's older, I hope she understands. So, but yeah, it's been pretty quiet on my end. I haven't heard from anybody or anything. So I haven't been reading as much anything. You know, I've been watching a lot of, I started watching a lot of the Netflix Narcos again. Like the older one, older Narcos. I'll be watching a lot of mini clips on YouTube of good parts. I watched this condensed version of the streets version of The Wire. You know how The Wire has like the law enforcement side, the politics side, the news press side, and then the gangster shit, the street shit. Like there was a good one there, you know, like a compilation of it, like a movie. It was like an hour and 40 minutes. I'm like, man, it's fucking awesome. That's the way, you know. I wish somebody would do that. I wish somebody like would go ahead and create whatever the good parts of whatever series, just condense the fuck out of it. Like Game of Thrones, like Ultimate Edition. I remember they did that with the Star Wars, like where they condensed 1, 2, and 3. And it was so funny because the only thing they have from part 1 was the battle at the end with Obi-Wan and Anakin versus Sith Lord. That was it. That's all they have for part 1. And then that other stuff from 2 or 3, I was like, oh man, that shit's funny as fuck. I thought I was really good. I'm like, man, that's all you got from part one? You didn't like the race? You didn't like Jar Jar? What happened? It was fucking funny, man. But so I'm trying to make plans here for my Super Bowl. Like I said, I got to go up to Tampa. I don't know in what capacity it's going to be or anything. I'm going to make plans to go out there and see the deal. And go from there, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's happening here, but, you know, I hope it's going to be a good time. And nevertheless, it's going to be very, very enjoyable. And I'm looking forward to it. It's just going to be cool. I like being in that energy, especially during this time. I think it's something that I need. Meaning, like, not that I need, but I like being around it from time to time. And I know that I like to look forward to special moments. Like, I've been a guy, you know, the way it's going down in my life, it's mostly whenever I feel a big event, then I go ahead and it was awesome, you know. And I go ahead and look forward to it, and I look forward to that energy. I look forward to just being around big crowds and big moments and big events. But, you know, we're reservation. So I can't wait, man. It's going to be so exciting. I got to make some phone calls and text people and see what we can do to go out there and have a good time. So it should be good, man. Tampa Bay, here we go, Bucks. Woo.